Cairo, Missouri. Yeah. Honey, have we heard of Cairo, Missouri?
No,
that's my wife, Debbie. I'm James, by the way. What's your name?
Bob.
Are you the... Do you own that place?
No.
Oh, you just worked there?
I just live in the truck.
Oh, you live in the truck?
Yeah. I lost my farm about 10 years ago.
Oh.
The county put some judgment. I can't get a loan. Can't do nothing. So.
Oh, wow. So I'm sorry to hear that.
Stuck there.
Oh.
It's by La Plata.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where that is. But we had a homestead in Central Missouri. We used to be from here in New Lisbon, and then we moved down to Central Missouri and had an off-grid homestead, and we sold our off-grid homestead. This is our house now, and we travel full-time, and I travel the country, and I preach. We're born-again Christians, and we call people out of the world. We call people out of the church system. The church systems are very corrupt and not biblical, if you know God's word. And
yeah. I went to the funeral yesterday, and... this lady come over to me after things. I don't even know her name. She seems to know everything about me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, and she, our buddy, he finally got to go home.
Oh, okay. I see he's not here. I talked to him, witnessed to him last time we were here.
Day before yesterday, he got released, so he went back to Oklahoma, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think that's where he said he was going to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
But she made a remark, something about you don't have to be intimidated by the... by people. They harass me so much.
Yeah.
And they want me to leave.
Who's they?
Police department, the county.
Oh, okay.
They put judgments against me. I really can't do nothing, you know?
You don't live here in the wintertime, too, do you? How do you survive in the wintertime in your truck?
Hard.
Huh?
I froze my feet. I froze my head one day.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing that here?
10 years.
10 years you've been here?
Well, here or over to Quick Trip.
Oh, over in Quick Trip, too. Okay, yeah.
You heard about happening over there last week, didn't you?
No.
A guy sitting on the bench there with a gun in the bag. He was going to shoot a guy in Denny's. Yeah. It's that guy that was running around here at the lawnmower. Yeah, he mad at one of the people in Denny's. He said he didn't get enough to eat or something, they said, and he's going to kill him.
The cops came and got him?
Cops got him, yeah. He was half drunk and...
You know, it's funny you say that. I didn't even tell my wife this. Honey, did you hear? Of course you didn't. We don't watch the news. I saw a news blurb when I was online with brother. In Maquoketa, Iowa. Maquoketa, Iowa is a place that we stayed before. A family was killed in a campground by a guy with a gun. Guy shot all three. Shot the parents. Shot the little girl. And the little boy got away or something, I guess. The reason I bring that up is, and you're talking about that, is, you know, violence. You know, do you know why God destroyed the earth and destroyed the people on earth with Noah? Violence.
Yeah.
And Jesus said in the last days, it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah. And so we see violence all over the world, and God's going to come and he's going to judge the world.
You probably heard of Judge John Romer.
No.
He was a judge that was here. Somebody went to his house, put a gun to his head and blew his head off.
When did this happen?
3-4 weeks ago.
Oh!
Yeah, right out of town out here.
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, about four miles out. It wasn't an hour after that happened. The cops were here questioning me and everything. I had the issue with Romer. He was the judge that signed my name on the papers, took the farm away from
me. Oh.
So they were all here after me. And I said, well, why don't you? They had the guy in the house. He shot himself in the head, and then, you know, he died.
Oh, so he killed the judge and then killed himself.
Yeah, and... they were thinking that I was involved in it.
It had something to do with it.
I said, you know, I'm not that kind of person, you know, but I feel he got what he deserved.
Well,
I don't. Maybe that's very bitter, but...
Well, yeah, hopefully you don't get what you deserve.
What's that?
When you sin against God.
Is that a sin?
Well, have you sinned? You've sinned against God.
Oh, everybody has.
I have, yeah, too. So hopefully we don't get what we deserve. And that's, let me share with you the gospel. That's what the beauty of the gospel. The gospel means good news. Christ came into the world to save sinners, the Bible says. This is what I preach in the streets. So Christ was fully man, fully God. He comes into the world. He lives a perfect life that you and I didn't live. And he lays down his life and sheds his blood as a covering of sin. And he rises again to defeat death. Death is your biggest problem. It's coming for you. It's coming for me.
Everyone. Yeah.
Okay. So Christ comes, lives, perfect life, dies. He says, if you'll place your faith in me. Now, it's more than just a belief. He says, lest you repent, you'll perish. Repentance is change your mind. When you change your mind about things, you change your ways. So repentance is a turning from. That happened to us. We were worldly people. We had to repent and turn. And when we turned, God saw willing vessels and he gave us new hearts and new minds. We now no longer want the things of the world. We really no longer want our old sin. Yeah, the flesh still likes it a little bit, but the new created man doesn't want that anymore. So as new creations, we now strive to keep God's word and ways, not churchianity, not the culture's ways, in holiness and obedience. And the Bible says, if you'll place your faith in all of that, what Christ did, walk in holiness and obedience, yield to him, if you endure, in the end, you're going to hear these words, well done, good and faithful servant. The other words that you might hear are, away from me, I never knew you. And he tells us why he doesn't know people. You know what the Bible says?
Because we're all sin, sinned against him.
He says, you workers of iniquity. So that proves that we have to leave sin. And sin is transgression of God's law. So what is sinful is this whole world culture is sinful. Yeah. TV, politics, sports, entertainment, the modern church. Well, money's not evil. The love of it's evil. All of these things. The church system is designed by Satan to deceive people.
I want to tell you a little story.
Let's go back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And let me just share with you. That's the opposite of what most churchianity systems preach. They tell you, what's your first name?
Bob.
They say, Bob, just believe in Jesus. Yeah, you're going to sin a lot, and you're going to go to heaven because you raised your hand, said a prayer, got baptized. Right. That's not the truth. The truth is, unless you follow Christ in obedience, you don't have him in you.
That's why this judge in Juneau County, Judge Kern, he goes to the Catholic Church. They let him once a week go up and stand up there, give his little speech. He donates a lot of money to the church. I talked to Father. I've been a Catholic for 65 years. Oh. I'm not really a Catholic, but I'm a Catholic. Oh. I went to catechism. But here's the thing. Father John says, there's nothing I can do about it because he runs the county. And he says, he gives us a lot of money.
At least he's honest. He's corrupt, the priest, but he's honest.
Yeah, he's corrupt in a way. He's scared.
What's he scared of?
He's scared of Kern.
Really? Shouldn't he be more fearful of God?
The last pastor that was here for 6 months, and they got rid of him.
Why?
Because he didn't preach the way they wanted.
Who got rid of him? The body?
The board. The board of Catholic Church Board.
Oh, the Catholic Church Board. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And Kern's wife is on the board.
You know, the Bible says we're supposed to fear God, not man.
I understand that.
And let me just tell you something, because I care for your soul. The Catholic Church is the most corrupt, bloated, perverted organization on the face of the earth. Did you know that? It's not of God.
I believe it.
It's not of God.
No.
The Jesus they preach is a different Jesus.
Yeah.
They're full of perversion and homosexuality. They're full of cover-ups. They're full of heresy and false ways. If you want to please God, don't ever set foot in another Catholic church. Open the Bible, read the Bible in the New Testament, obey it. If you unite to the Roman Catholic faith, you're an enemy of God.
Is that right?
It is absolutely true. I got articles on my website. Do you ever go on the website? Internet?
No, I don't have no computer. Okay. I don't even have a telephone.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's not bad. That's not a bad thing. Do you have a Bible?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I went to the funeral yesterday, and this girl says, she comes over to me and starts talking to me, that she was the preacher.
A woman preacher.
Yeah. I don't know if you like it or not.
God says no to women preachers. Okay, meaning like if she's an authority over men or something.
She gave the sermon.
Yeah. That's no. God says no to that.
Okay. But she come over and she was talking to me a little bit. And she says, you don't have to fear these people, what they're doing to you. You know? I said, well, I don't fear nobody. I went in front of the judge and God said, he didn't like what I said. And he threw me in jail for 5 days. Mm. And I said, I'm not scared of you. I mean, you're the one that's going to answer to God in the end.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just, I was going to ask you about that. When she says, I shouldn't fear, but you got to be careful what you say.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. The Bible tells us to fear God, not man, but right. The Bible tells us to obey the authorities on earth. So, if the authorities on earth tell us to do things and they don't go against God's commandments, we're fine. I don't speed. I pay my taxes.
Right.
I don't break the laws. The day they tell me I can't preach the gospel in public places anymore, I'm going to break their laws.
Right.
Okay, so we obey man's law as long as it doesn't cause us to break God's law. So we are to honor the authorities.
But what if the judges are breaking law?
Well, are they breaking God's law?
Yes.
How?
Well, when I went in the courtroom, the state told me everybody has a right to attend the county board meeting.
Yeah.
They arrested me, took me and threw me in jail. He says, you you don't have the right to be there. So I call the state, and the state says, you got, everybody's got the right.
Yeah.
So they get, they fine me $200 for being there. And
yeah.
I said, I won't pay the fine. And so I tried to sue the county for that.
Yeah.
And the judge says, you're not going to sue our county, this county. We run this county.
Yeah. It sounds like the county's got, well, this county's probably not, not unlike everything else in the world, corrupt. Politics are corrupt. You know how I can prove? Ready? I'll prove to you how corrupt politics are in 10 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
To be president of the United States, you get $400,000 a year salary. It costs $1 billion and 2 years of campaigning to get the presidency.
You got something?
You see how corrupt it is?
And a football player gets $30 million
yeah, yeah.
a year.
Yeah, but do you see how corrupt it is? Guys spend billions to get a job that pays $400,000 a year. Yeah. It's all corrupt. My offering to you is you're always going to fight the system of man here. Because, see, there's two kingdoms. Ready? There's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of Satan. Yeah. That's the culture, politics, court, the whole environment you see. And there's the kingdom of Christ.
Right.
What you need to do, if you really want to have peace in this life, you need to forget the kingdom of man and forget striving after that, and you need to seek after the kingdom of God. That's eternal. You put all your effort and hope and joy in that, and it's eternal. When you die, you go to be with it. If you put all your laboring and striving in the court and material things and the things of this world, when you die, you leave all that behind. What are you going to?
Right.
You're going to outer judgment of weeping and gnashing of teeth. So man will get you caught up in all that striving, and I got to get him, and vengeance, and I hope he gets his. You should let all that go, and you should focus your eyes on the one who shed his blood for you, Jesus Christ.
How can I let it go when I'm stuck in that?
Well,
that's, I had a lawyer.
But wait, that's a different thing. I have a question. You have a decent little truck, right?
Yeah.
What's keeping you from getting out of this bad environment here? Wait, hear me out.
Yeah, I'm listening.
That has all kinds of bad things for you. You lost your farm. You lost all that. What's stopping you from getting out of here and going somewhere else and starting your life over somewhere else?
Well, I'm 65. I had a heart attack.
Are you on Social Security?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you support yourself?
I get $75 a month.
$75 a month.
Yes.
On Social Security.
When I went on Social Security,
did you work your whole life?
Yes, I farmed. Milk cows.
And you paid taxes your whole life?
Yes.
Why would you only get $75 a month?
Because here, they're taking $170 out for Medicare, Medicaid.
Uh-huh.
Then their supplemental insurance cost me $150. So now I'm down to about $75 a month.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the reason I'm staying here because I got a lot of friends here, you know.
Yeah.
Families are all here, you know.
Yeah. But, okay, if you got friends and family, how come they're not helping you, like, get off the street, get off of being homeless, if they're really our friends and family?
But they're not. My friends are different than my family.
Okay.
My family is very jealous people.
Oh, okay.
They said I should have never moved off the farm, yeah. But they took me off in handcuffs.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. But here's my point, going back to giving you some hope, because you don't have much time left. I'm almost 60. I don't have much time left. Here's my point for you.
You probably got more time than I got.
I don't know. I could die next year. I could die tomorrow. I could die today. Here's the point. You know, I go out and I street preach and I face a lot of angry people. I could die anytime. People stick a gun in my face and it's all over. So whatever. Threaten me with heaven, right? I'm going home. My point is, what you should do is, Jesus said you have to lose your life to find it. You can't just believe in Jesus and enter the kingdom of God and go to eternal life with him. He said you have to lose your life. So what you need to do is lose all that old life. That's all past. That's all heartache. That's all pain. You got to let go of all that, and you got to repent and strive for the kingdom of God. And my recommendation for you is go do it somewhere else where you get a new start away from all these corrupt people, and go to a warmer climate where, if you're going to van camp, you know, we camp in our van, at least a warmer climate, you won't freeze to death, and go down, and then you might be able to find work. I know you're older, but I see a lot of people older working.
I can't get a job anywhere around here.
Well, not around
even
here.
Even at Festival Foods, I tried to get the job pushing them carts, and I don't have no high school diploma.
Okay.
That don't help me either.
So. All right. Well, yeah. But there's places that will work with people. And
I'm handicapped, but they won't give me nothing. I was born when I was about four pounds.
Uh-huh.
I don't have no things in my ears. I can't hear very well.
Uh-huh.
And my school grades were so bad.
Oh, okay. Well.
So I kind of got to live the way I'm living.
Well, yeah. So what I said is if you go get out of this environment,
yeah.
Trust in the Lord, turn your life over, and go to a place, maybe if you're going to van camp or car camp, where it's at least warmer in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of people in your situation, what they do is they go south in the winter and come north in the summer. And then you know, so you just save up your money to gas.
save up my money.
Yeah, just get down there.
Yeah.
And but my point is, the most important thing is you got to set your focus on the kingdom of God. Because if you die today,
yeah,
do you have any hope of eternal life with God?
Oh, I think he
you think
I,
so?
I think so.
Why?
I've done nothing that actually.
You already said you sinned.
Yeah, but
so what's going to cover your sin?
I don't go around trying to beat people.
No, but what's going to cover your sin?
Well, his death.
Right, but how do you have his covering? Have you been obeying him in all of his ways, studying his word, walking in it, being holy?
Not at all.
There you go. So you're outside of his kingdom.
But everybody is.
No, not true. I'm not.
You were, you said.
I was. I repented and I changed. And I don't live in any sin now. I repent of my sin.
I don't really live in sin. I just...
If you're not obeying God every day, here, you ready? I'm going to tell you how you sin. Ready?
Okay.
Matthew 22. Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and the book of Mark adds the word strength.
I follow him 100%, but I don't follow people.
If you don't do that every single day, you're sinning against God. And how we do that, we don't just do it in our head. We do it by how we act, talk, dress, live, our focus, and what we're doing with our life. And you told me enough about your life to know, I know you're not focused on the kingdom of God. You're focused more on...
I'm trying to survive.
Yeah, I know. So my encouragement to you is to read your Bible in the New Testament and to see your great lack and your need to turn from your ways in this world and seek after God with all that you are.
You ever listen to 89.9?
I don't listen to radio. Okay. There's nothing...
It's a minister station.
Yeah, there's nothing biblical on there. They're all of those men are teaching you false ways. Like, here you go. Christmas and Easter are pagan holidays that the Roman Catholics started.
Yeah.
God says, no, don't do those pagan ways. Follow me in spirit and truth.
Well,
see, if you knew God's word, if you really, Bob, I'm going to tell you this. If you really were his, the desire, if this Holy Spirit was in you, the desire of your heart would be to study and learn God's word and walk accordingly. And if that was the case, you would see through all of these lady preachers, radio ministries, and you'd go, wow, the word of God is true. The way is narrow. Jesus made the way. Jesus said this in Mark 7 or Matthew 7. Ready? He said, few are going to find eternal life.
I see that.
Do you know what that word few in English means? I've been telling everybody
probably
this.
One in a million.
Puny. Yeah. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. Look around you. Most everyone in Boston is going to hell, including the preachers. The preachers will be in the front line for hell because they're the most corrupt and they're the most hypocritical, and there'll be a greater judgment for those that are teachers. So what you need to do is realize that you need to separate yourself from the ways of the world and seek after the kingdom of God.
I'm going to throw this at you. Do you think God punished me by taking my farm away from me? Now?
God chastises and does all kinds of things.
So do you
maybe
think
that's a removing of you of that place so you can focus on the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or give me more problems.
Well, Jesus said in this life you will have much tribulation, but rejoice, I've overcome the world. Yeah. If you set your eyes on him, you can overcome anything.
Yeah.
But you have to be set on him. You have to be living for him. You have to be studying his word, knowing what he requires of you. Most people believe in Jesus, but they're not following him.
Yeah.
I can tell your life is not following Christ. You're just believing in him. Belief won't get you there. Do you know that even the demons believe and tremble? Are the demons going to go to heaven?
Of course not.
No. You must follow Christ with all that you are. You said you have a Bible, right?
Yeah.
Do you read it and study it?
Some.
You should.
My eyes are really bad. But here's the point. If you... listen to so many people. None of them are the same.
Right. Don't listen to them. Like, what's the same? The word. Read the word.
Right.
Everything is true in the word.
Do you know a Billy Sumik?
No.
Okay. He lives up by the sea. He comes around and does a lot of preaching. But he...
Billy Sumik. Does he have a ministry?
He walks real crippled.
Okay. No.
He's got all kinds of money. He's probably a millionaire. But he won't spend a penny. And his mother lives out there at the airport out there. She's 90 years old. You should go talk to her sometime. They don't get along. They fight like hell. And all Billy's trying to do is get her money. And I said to Billy, he goes to church every week, a different church. He said, I don't agree with what they say.
Well, if he goes to a different church every week, he's not a biblical man, because the Bible says those that teach false ways do not have an association with them and separate from them.
Yeah.
So he's a man pleaser, not a God pleaser. I can already tell that.
But he comes here, and every time he comes here, he tries to start an argument. He said, well, you're not doing this right. You're not doing that right. And I said, Billy, you ain't living very good yourself.
Yeah, exactly. He's a hypocrite then.
Yeah. So, I mean.
What? And before a man can be a preacher of righteousness, he's got to be living holy, acting holy, dressing holy, talking holy. His house has to be in order. And these modern preachers and these pastors and street preachers I see, they're compromised, they're worldly, and they're telling everybody else how to live. And Jesus calls that a hypocrite. And he's most angry with the religious hypocrites. But forget about looking at them. You got to look at you. Because right. When you die, you're going to stand before God. It ain't going to be about Billy Sumick or about the judge. It ain't gonna be about it. It's going to be about you, Bob.
I understand that. But here's the thing.
Focus on yourself.
She made the remark. He says, you shouldn't have to fear anybody except for God.
Exactly. That's true.
So when I go in these courtrooms and they make fun of me and I say something back to them and they get teed off, is that bothering them more than it's supposed to bother me?
Well, again, hopefully you put yourself in a position where you're not in their courtrooms all the time. By not striving, by, you know, let me ask you a question. What goal for your life for eternity is there to going to a city council meeting? What does it have to do with eternity? Nothing.
No,
then you remove yourself from that. Right. Let them have their corrupt politics.
But the state, I talked to the attorney general and said, you go to the county board meeting, you tell the county board, and the county board can have the state come in and investigate this case. Okay, I know a few guys on the county board, they're willing for it. But the big shots on the board refuse to let me answer the arrest.
It's just corruption. You know, Jesus said, give to Caesar what Caesar's, give to God what is God. Let them have all that. Let them have their tax money, whatever they do. Give to God what is God. This is eternal. All those people are going to stand before God. I promise you, right?
I know that.
All right, let me promise you something so you can let them go. Every corrupt judge, every corrupt politician, every corrupt priest, every corrupt pastor, every corrupt person is going to have their day in court before the Most High. And Bob, not one of them are going to get away with anything.
But you notice everyone says, you read the Bible, you admit to God that you're a sinner, and he'll forgive your sins.
Right.
So is God, God going to...
If you forsake your sin and follow him, those people are not forsaking their sin, they're living in it. You must forsake your sin, your bitterness against them, your striving in the world. If you're part of the world, here you go, ready? You're part of the world, you're not part of God's kingdom. If you live like the world, you're not part of God's kingdom. All right, you got a Green Bay Packers shirt on.
Yeah.
I know, you probably just got a thrift store or whatever.
$2.
Okay, yeah, that's just a representation of the world. And if this is, you realize the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we're supposed to dress it and carry it in a way that's appropriate and holy before God.
Well, I don't feel this is really not advertising.
It is. No. Green Bay Packer football is violent, covetous, proudful, and you know what the NFL supports? Homosexuality, lesbianism. Does that sound like that's of God?
No.
There you go. So that's what you're representing by wearing that.
That's why I was telling my brother-in-law, I said, "You, all these women are marrying each other, or these guys getting married. How can you marry them? Well, the law says I have to."
Yeah. Well, that's when you got to remove yourself from those positions and say, I can't do it according to my faith, and you leave your job. That's what Jesus said. Lose your life.
Have you ever preached in a church?
Have I ever preached in a church?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I refuse to.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Why would I? They're corrupt places. I stand outside the churches and preach to people that want to come up and talk truth. Inside is full of corruption.
Right.
I suppose if they invited me and said, you could say anything you want for half an hour, and the situation was right, I may consider it, and then they'd get a stern, loving rebuke and told the truth and the gospel, and then I'd leave and I'd wait outside. But that'll never happen because the modern pastors don't want the truth to be told.
My brother-in-law, he's in, like I say, 75, something like that. And he has about 15 people come to his church.
Uh-huh.
A little teeny church.
Yeah.
I think there's only about 10 benches or something.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
And most of them people are 60 years old or older.
Yeah, that's a lot of churchgoers.
Or, no more.
Yeah, a lot of churchgoers that way. But again, I would encourage you to study. You got a lot of time. Study the New Testament. See what God requires of you. I'd be willing to help you, show you in God's word what God requires of you, but you've got to be willing to lose this life to find it in Christ. You can't hold on to the past and all that garbage. You've got to be willing to let it all go and march on.
Yeah.
Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. If you're not doing that, you're going to miss the kingdom of God. You're going to miss heaven.
I see what you're saying.
Test yourself.
But I got to survive out here.
Well, of course you got to survive, but that doesn't mean you got to be like them. That doesn't mean
I'm
you got to
like them. That's why they hate me.
I know, but here, striving, going after it. I mean, if I didn't tell you the truth, we'd be standing here talking politics.
No, we wouldn't.
Well, that's what you were talking.
Good politics.
That's what you. No, I mean you were talking about the court and this.
Yeah.
We'd be talking all that worldly stuff, not be talking about Jesus Christ and what He's done.
Yeah.
What's your heart all about? What's your life all about? Test yourself. Bible says, examine yourself to see if you really are of Christ or are you a reprobate. Because I don't want you to die and hear the words, "Away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity."
10 years ago or so, I was pretty good, but now I feel so bitter that...
That's the thing. So you got to let go of all that. That's sin.
I'm so wore out.
I know. Do you think you're better than the judges and the corrupt judges and everything? You think you're better than them?
No, I'm not better than nobody.
There
but
you go.
The idea of it is I'd like a fair shake.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get a fair shake in this world. Sometimes we just got to let things go. I got beat up outside a Baptist church by 2 security guards.
Is that right?
On public property, right? Do you think that made me bitter?
Yeah.
Do you think I wanted to fight back and kick their tails?
I
did in my flesh, but I had to say, you know what, Lord, for your glory, and I had to just pick up and go and move on. I didn't try to sue them. I didn't try to make police reports and go to court against them and all that kind of stuff. The police showed up. The police were there. There was a police report done. I wanted it documented because there's all kinds of things that go on, but I never pursued any of that. I'm not suing them. The one man could have gone to jail as a felony, but...
I worked at the food pantry free, and I found a guy laying by the dumpster. He's all beat to hell, to hit him in the head.
Oh, wow.
They threw him out of a semi-trailer. He was sleeping in a semi-trailer, him and his girlfriend. I found him. He wouldn't go to the police. I took him uptown to the laundromat and cleaned up. I went back to Quick Trip. I said, "There's your cameras. Call the police in, arrest that guy, beat him up." You know what she said?
What?
That trucker's a paying customer. That guy that slept in that semi-trailer is a nothing.
Yeah, I know. That's the world. See, that's the world. And Jesus talked about the publican in the gutter that cries out for mercy will get mercy before the judge or the priest that's crooked and corrupt.
This little guy was from South Carolina. And seemed like a nice enough guy. But like I told the guys at Quick Trip, it doesn't make any difference. He beat the hell out. That should be a criminal crime. That's a crime.
It's true. It should. And you know what? One day God's going to make everything just. But again, I go back to what you said. You said you're bitter. You got to go to God.
Yeah.
You got to cry out and say, "Lord, remove the bitterness from me. Lord, cleanse the past from me and let me move on from here," because the past is meaningless. When you die and you stand before God, it isn't going to be about the judges and losing your farm and all that. It's going to be about Bob. You knew about me and my son. You knew about the truth. What did you do? Were you following me? Did you lose your life to follow me with all that you are? And if you haven't, you're going to be sent away and you're going to end up right where the judge is.
What do you call good?
Good?
Yeah.
Good is what is righteous. Righteous is what is right before God. So that means whatever's fair, whatever's just, whatever's biblical, whatever's holy, whatever is worthy, whatever. Philippians 4:8 says whatever is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. Focus on these things.
I help a lot of people. I know they say you don't go to heaven for your good deeds.
No.
But
works are part of a saving faith, though.
But he took a guy and his wife to La Crosse. He come up here to visit his family, and family didn't want to see him at Christmas time. So I hauled him back to La Crosse, and I thought I'd taken him home. Where do you think I took him? To the homeless shelter in La Crosse.
Yeah. So what about the shelters and stuff? Nobody will...
We have no shelters.
No, but I mean, if you went to somewhere else.
I get very nervous around
here. Okay. So you're staying here because you want to stay here. It would be good for you...
No, I don't want to stay here.
It'd be good for you to get out of here.
I'd like to go back farming, but like I said, I can't get no money.
No, forget that. You're too old to go back to farming.
Oh, I don't know. My brother's 79 years old.
Yeah.
He's still farming.
Yeah, I know. But you're too old to get back into farming because you don't have a farm or anything. You need to decide who you're going to live for, the world, yourself, or Christ. And then if you say Christ because you want to enter the kingdom of God because of what he did for you, then you got to transform your life through repentance, and then God will help you via his spirit and his word. But if you keep living the way you're living, you're not going to make it. I'm just here to tell you. This is God appointed.
I understand.
I'm here to tell you that you're not going
to
make it.
A lot of times I expect to go to hell.
Well, but I don't want you to.
Because
I love you. You're my neighbor.
I don't want to go to hell either, but...
Are you willing to lose your life today to not go to hell tomorrow?
Well...
Are you willing to trade your life today to give it to Christ?
If you could... But then I'd like to die today.
Well, but see, it doesn't work that way.
I know that.
Then you're like a god unto yourself saying, "Oh, I want to serve God, but only a short time, and then I want to go to heaven." You must be willing to strive. Ready? Luke 13:26, I think it is. Yeah. It says, "Strive to enter through the straight way. Many will try and they won't be able to." Why do you think many won't be able to?
Because they don't follow God.
Because it's hard. They have to lose their flesh, family, friends, careers. I lost everything. We lost our family. We lost our friends. I lost my career. I lost everything. And I'm glad I did for the glory of serving Christ. But if you hold on to those things, here's the world and here's Jesus. If you hold on to both, what happens? They're going in different directions. Right. Rips you in half. You got to let go of the world and let go of your past and follow Christ. That's my encouragement to you. And I'm here to help you while I'm here.
Well, I just wanted to ask you about what I was talking about before. Yeah. But
you don't even have a phone?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
But I can say it just...
So how do you, so you have money to feed yourself and everything? You're not hungry?
Oh, yeah. I'm not hungry. No.
Oh, okay.
I haul strap iron and stuff.
People, oh, okay. So you do down. Stuff? Well, that's good.
Yeah, I do something.
But, that's good.
But I can say yesterday when she mentioned that to me, I didn't really understand what she meant.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd encourage you to get out of this place. There's a lot of bad here for you, and get a new start somewhere else, focused on the kingdom. And if you ever wanted a Bible study or whatever, get a hold of me.
I work for Matt over here at the car wash. I take care of the car wash.
Oh, you work for the car wash?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I didn't know if you owned it or what. I saw you over there all the time.
I just walk across, clean up. And
yeah. Oh, so they pay you?
Not much.
Some, but whatever. Still
better enough.
Nice. But how do the people in Festival treat you? I know you go in there once in a while.
I go in there twice, three times a day. They treat me okay.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but I get, some days I get so depressed that I lay in that truck and just puke.
Yeah.
And
you're not on any drugs or alcohol or anything, are you? Okay.
I'm
so yeah,
taking a high blood pressure.
Okay. Depression is a real thing. And you know what? If you turn your life and your focus over to God, He can help remove that depression from you. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll transform your life. But you're holding on to the world, and that's why you can't have the kingdom of God.
The problem is when I go into these to see the doctor, he keeps thinking I'm going to commit suicide. I said, well, why do you think I'm not? Look at these other assholes, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't like to go to doctors because then they...
Oh, yeah, doctor, very corrupt. Yeah. The medical system's very corrupt.
They more or less say I'm the one that's nuts, but they can do all this to me, you know?
Yeah, I encourage you to put your life in Christ's hands. Be willing to lose your life. Follow Him with all you are, and then I'm here to help you if you want to do that. How does that sound?
Sounds good.